Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program's the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Little Rare Earth. Do you realize that this is a Motown song?
No, I did not.
It's a Motown song. Now, it's not your traditional Motown song, but this was a, they were signed to the Motown label. So, as it is a Motown Monday here on the show,
nice.
That's how we do it. So, this was at the end of Expendables 2. This is kind of the music that played at the end of that movie. So, boomale, 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 boo, or whatever. Was it the second Expendables? I can't remember. Yeah, it was either the first or second one. But this was, you know, at the end of the movie when they were, like, toasting. You know, boomale, 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 boo, and whatever. You do muju and all that kind of stuff that they do that on that film. So anyway, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. It's also our phone line as we get to our Braves closeout. Well, Braves taking on the chin tonight. So here's the deal. You can call in if you were at the game or, you know, if you've got thoughts about what the Atlanta Braves, this loss tonight. 404-726-0929. So if you're leaving out of the stadium and you're headed in your car to the home front, let us know what your thoughts were about the game tonight. So 4-1, Charlie Morton takes the loss tonight. So now he's 10-9. Probably, I mean, it seems like most nights this would have been a winning line for Charlie Morton. 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, okay? And again, the 3 home runs. And that was the bugaboo last year for Charlie Morton. He's had a pretty good control of it, all things considered, this year. But again, can't give up 3. I mean, I don't care. And I know that they were all solo home runs. You can't give up 3 home runs in today's baseball. That's just a death knell, right? And they're a good, obviously, home run hitting team. But, you know, when you don't give up one to Ohtani, and by the way, Ohtani hit one up and over the wall, and it was snagged back in the field of play by Michael Harris. He made an outstanding catch, you know, in that game. But can't give up 3 home runs and expect to win. But, you know, a lot of nights that would have been enough of a line to win. So when you figure that he's only given up – Charlie Morton's only given up 10 home runs for the year. Now think about this. Charlie Morton has given up 10 home runs – for the year, and 113 and a third innings coming into tonight, okay? He gave up three homers in six innings. So basically, he gave up a third of his home runs for the entire season in just six innings tonight. So he can't do those kinds of things. And again, you know, try to expect to win. But offense really got slugged down. They were kind of anemic tonight. Ronnie didn't have a hit. Ozzie didn't have a hit. A couple of hits for Matt Olson in the home run where he hit a solo home run in the fifth inning. And that was it for the Braves. Ozuna had a hit and nothing else. And what do we talk about with the Braves? And, you know, again, they're winning ways. When they get the bottom of the order cranked up and going and they get this lineup turned around, they start moving the lineup around, then, again, that's when they're at their best. They couldn't get anything done tonight. 7, 8, 9 hitters took an over. Your first two hitters took an over. Think about the fact that Ronnie and Ozzie only had three official at-bats tonight. They both had a walk, but they were 0-for-6 with two walks and three strikeouts in the game. And again, Matt Olson had the only run for the Atlanta Braves as he was 2-for-2 with a run and an RBI. Ohtani tonight did go 2-for-3 hitting in the two hole. He did draw a walk as well. He's hitting .305 with a .407 on base percentage for the year. And, you know, obviously we're not going to see him pitching here. We're not going to see him pitching over in this series, but certainly he's going to be in their lineup. Morton, as we said, takes it on the chin. Three home runs. Minter pitched an inning. Johnson pitched an inning. And then Hernandez came in and he pitched an inning, but he gave up a run. And that was, you know, again, 4-1 when all was said and done. So the only run that was not a home run was the run that Hernandez had given up. And other than that, is all home runs for both clubs. So Braves take it on the chin. They are 67-37. So they're at that 30 games above .500 mark, 35-20 on the year. And as far as what they did in the division tonight, let me look real quickly here. As the Phillies and the Marlins were playing one another, Phillies did beat the Marlins, so the Braves don't lose any ground to the Miami Marlins, but obviously they lose lose a game to the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Mets did not play tonight. Yeah, the Mets did not play tonight. So Braves still obviously with a huge lead. They're out comfortable. 11 now over the Philadelphia Phillies, 11.5 over the Miami Marlins, and 17.5 over the New York Mets. So Braves obviously comfortable. And now we start looking ahead toward the trade deadline, right? Trade deadline is, I believe, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And now we wait to see about what Alex Anthopoulos is going to do. By the way, once you get past this trade deadline, remember, there's no more non-waiver trade deadline. You know, where guys used to have to try to clear waivers if somebody wanted to claim them. There's no more of that anymore. There's no such thing as a non-waiver trade deadline anymore. So, again, you know, deals have to be worked out by 6 o'clock coming up tomorrow night. And we'll see about whether or not the Braves make any more moves. I mean, could they be in the mind of a starting pitcher? Absolutely. There's been rumors that Justin Verlander has been in discussions with the Atlanta Braves. Now, John Heyman, when we heard from him earlier, he said he had not heard that, but I had read that in a couple different places that Verlander may be a candidate for the Atlanta Braves. I'm not sure the Braves want to take on that kind of contract. I'm not sure the Braves want to take on that kind of contract, owing him good money and obviously, you know, not knowing whether or not he's going to be an effective pitcher. And I don't know about that. I mean, I like Verlander and I like what he can bring, but I just don't know that that's a wise investment. And usually this team is a little bit smarter about that when it comes to pitching as well. So we do expect that Max Fried will probably join the club in Chicago when they take on the Cubs and potentially could, because he had his fourth minor league rehab start, could potentially pitch come Friday or Saturday. most likely Friday. If he's available and things like that, I think that there's a good chance that he will be in Chicago on Friday when they take on the Chicago Cubs. And now getting that back, as we talked about, you know, finding that other guy to just stabilize the starting rotation. You don't have to be lights out. It would be obviously beneficial if you could be, but stabilizing that last spot, stabilizing that fourth spot, whereas you don't have to try to figure out multiple spots in your rotation. So we'll see if Max Fried comes back come Friday, but all signs indicate that that's what's going to end up happening. Braves 35-20 at home, plus 148 run differential. So all good coming off the sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, it's disheartening a little bit, but obviously their offense just couldn't get anything done. The Angels pitcher, Silseth, who is now 3-1, he pitched five innings with three hits, one run. That was the home run that he gave up to Matt Olson. No walks, four strikeouts. And that's and again, just the one home run. That's how you don't get yourself in trouble. You know, when Charlie Morton's out there giving up three walks and three home runs, you know, in six innings of work, you're going to find yourself in some trouble. And sometimes this offense has been good enough to overcome those kinds of starts. Again, that's actually a quality start. But, you know, again, for what we look at, we say, okay, was that really that much of a quality start? But it was by definition of quality starts. But you felt like that was a game that, in Morton's case, that he pitched well enough that they could have won that game. Except their offense was just completely shut down. It was just completely, you know, just taken out of the thing. And Braves do lose 4-1. So now we get ready for tomorrow night, as there'll be two more of these games against the California Angels, or whatever they call them nowadays. So I call them the California Angels. So that's what it is. Let's see here. Spencer Strider will be on the mound coming up tomorrow, as he will take on Patrick Sandoval. So it'll be Strider and Patrick Sandoval getting the tomorrow night. And expect lots of strikeouts in the game. So certainly from the Strider end of things, obviously should be a whole ton of strikes against this lineup. Sandoval is 6-7 with a 4.13 ERA. So he's been bounced around a little bit. 97 hits and 98 innings. You know, again, his strikeout-to-walk ratio is not very good at less than two. So should be plenty of base runners for the Braves who, you know, coming off that sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers, felt like their offense was getting back on track, especially the bottom of the order. You felt like things were getting offensively, and then they kind of lay an egg tonight in this game. You know, lay an egg tonight in it, and, you know, they lose 4-1 here. But still, obviously, loaded up on the division and still taking care of their, you know, here division as of right now. So, all right, we're back. We're going to open up the phone lines to you again, as I'm going to ask a Falcons question. Will the Falcons lead the league in rushing? And will they finish the year 20 in passing yards? It's all next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Treat her like a lady.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We do Motown Mondays. 404-726-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line and it is our phone line. We're asking you the question. Do you think, two-part question, do you think that the Falcons can lead the league in rushing this year, and do you think they can finish in the top 20 in passing yards? So let's address the rushing yards first. Last year, the Falcons finished third in the NFL, but they were 2 yards away from taking second place. So they were very, very close in rushing yards. Can the Falcons lead the league in rushing this year? I think so. Now, is that the formula that I want to see? Probably not. I'd like to see a little bit more balanced. I'd like to see a little bit more, you know, passing attack type of offense. But with Robinson, with Algier, with Cordarrelle Patterson, I can see those guys getting a lot of carries. And I can also see those guys taking life off the, you know, throwing arm of the quarterback, where you don't have to rely on him as much. You can run the football and move the chains that way, and then pick and choose your spots as to what you want to do in the passing game. Now, as far as the top 20 passing yards, you know, that may be a little bit more difficult to achieve. And while the numbers are not ridiculous or drastic or anything like that, Falcons were the second lowest passing team in the league last year. Second lowest passing yardage team in the league last year. I don't know how drastically that is going to change. So 32 teams, if they're 31st, it's a ways to go to get into the top 20, right, as far as passing yards go. So I don't know if they have that in them or if they will allow Desmond Ridder to huck it around the field that many times. That part I'm not sure about. Now, again, when you look at this, is Desmond Ridder probably going to throw for more yards than what they had this past season? Sure. Again, you can't go much lower. I mean, they were the second fewest passing yards in the NFL last year. You would certainly think that they were going to get a little bit more balanced and huck it around just a little bit more, if nothing else. You feel like that they at least have a quarterback that's competent in throwing the football, which at times they didn't have a competent quarterback to throw the football. When I'm talking about not a good passer, there's a difference between not being a good passer and you're incompetent at throwing the football. They looked at times like they were incompetent trying to pass. They looked like they had never attempted a forward pass before at times with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. So 404-726-0929. Can the Falcons lead the league in rushing, and will they finish in the top 20 in passing yards? Let's grab Chris out in College Park. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Georgia Rattlesnake? How
hey,
you doing tonight?
How's it going, man?
Doing good, man. Love this question. I'm all for us leading the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. I just think with what Arthur Smith and that offensive line, what they've established in that culture of we're going to pound the football, we're going to run it. I remember situations last year when we were behind and we didn't, even though I know what Mariota was what he was, but we didn't huck it around or throw it to try to get back in the game.
Right.
We ran it. And you know what I mean? And that let other defenses know, like, hey, man, they're not going to throw it. You got to buckle it up. So I think with the onset of, you know, our number one draft pick, Bijan, running it, and with Algiers, and I think Algiers is going to be hungry, even more hungry, because he knows what he's got in the backfield with him is going to amp him up. So, yeah, and like I said, they're not going to be afraid to let Ridder turn around and hand it off 25, 30 times between the two of them and then Cordero. Now, when it gets to passing, I'm on D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, Chuckery. I think, you know what I'm saying, with the play-action pass and his accuracy and the seam routes and our big receivers with the catch radius, he can go 4,200, 28 touchdowns, and I'm going to give him double-digit interceptions. You know, if he can hold it to 12, I think we'll be all right. I don't know if that falls in the top 20, but I think he's capable of that. And 11 wins. And one last thing, our running game is going to hold fast. I told Freaky this. November, December, often January, the running game will travel. Thanks for letting me rattle on.
Appreciate it. You know, if he's 4,200 yards and, you know, somewhere 28 touchdowns, again, we're talking about in that conversation for MVP of the league. And I'm not saying that he can't be, you know, that kind of player, but that's pretty high praise. I mean, that's pretty high praise. Now, the 4,200 part would absolutely get you, that would get you into what? Probably the top 3, 6, 9. You're going to be somewhere in that top 10 to 12 at that point. Let's see, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Seahawks were 10th in the NFL in passing yards with 4,282 passing yards. So 4,200 passing yards and 28 touchdowns means you're in the MVP discussion. That's what that means. As far as hucking it around a little bit more, I do think that they will take their chances, but where I'm mostly looking for them being able to be an efficient pass team is when we're down in the red zone to kind of loosen things up. I mean, not just running the football and trying to jam it down everybody's throat, but with Pitts and London and Smith, Jonnu Smith, with those three guys and Robinson catching balls, Algier catching balls out of the backfield, I do think that that's the area where we've got a lot of potential for the red zone offense. Falcons were 28th in Arthur Smith's first year. They were 14th last year. Let's see if they can make that next step forward to where they can be a top, what have you, 5-6 red zone offense, right? And we talked about this, you know, before, is that they need to be in that kind of realm. Like they need that, they need good, effective red zone offense. And, you know, if they're going to get to where we want to get, you know, red zone offense and sacking the other team's quarterback, that's two pretty good places to start with it. But, you know, again, I certainly think that with Lamar Jackson maybe not running it as much as what he has in years past, where he's talked about being a 4,000-yard quarterback and he's in Todd Monken's system and, right, I mean, all of that kind of stuff. I do think that there is a good opportunity for us to lead the league in rushing if we're not going to see Lamar try to run it everybody down everybody's throat. And again, maybe not by a huge margin, but certainly, I don't care if it's a yard or two. You know, again, it's still leading the league in rushing. But certainly, when you look at this offense and this offensive line, which their strength was run blocking. I mean, that was the strength of this team was their run blocking ability. So you can run behind that offensive line, and you can line up a bunch of personnel to do it. So I think it's very realistic to talk about leading the league in rushing. The passing game will be the one that's interesting. I mean, last year, these two quarterbacks combined to throw for 2,927 yards. Okay, even if you throw for 3,200 yards is third from the bottom. So think about that. I mean, that's a pretty good job. I mean, let's say the Falcons add 1,000 yards onto their total, which was 29-27. Let's say they add 1,000 yards, 39-27. That gets you 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, somewhere 17 or 18 in that range. Think about how the leading team passing-wise led the league in Pat Mahomes with 5,250 yards. And you still had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 13, like almost half the league threw for 4,000 yards last year. So almost half the league, or better than half the league, threw for 4,000 yards. We couldn't even throw it for 3,000 yards. So it's definitely going to be a big jump if we get into the top, let's say, 20 to 25 or what have you. But I think it's possible. Don't know if they will let Ritter throw it around as much as we like. But the rushing numbers, where we were, you know, third by less than 2 yards, oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that with this group of running backs and the offensive line that they have, I definitely think that we can lead the league in rushing this year. And sort of like what Derrick Henry did, right? I mean, sort of like Derrick Henry in Tennessee, that they would lead the league in rushing, right? But we'll see what happens. Again, a lot of weapons on this offense. A lot of pass-catching weapons, too. Lots of pass-catching weapons. That may not translate into as many yards, though, just because of where you're going to use your passing game, right? Like, for instance, I don't think if they're backed up in their own end zone, they're coming out hucking and firing away like what Matt Ryan would have done. You know, in the old days, Matt Ryan would be the gunslinger and he would lead them up and down the field and do what he had to do. But I don't know if they're going to ask Desmond Ridder to do the same type of thing. I don't know if they're going to ask Desmond Ridder to be the same type of quarterback and be a hucking around kind of guy. No problem, as the caller said, no problem with turning and handing off and, you know, picking up some positive yardage out of all of it. But we'll see. I mean, definitely that there's room for improvement and growth, especially in the passing game, especially when you look at the passing game and how much more effective it could be. Certainly that you think that, you know, again, they can be a more balanced offense in this, right? And that's kind of one of the things that we're watching for is, can they be a balanced offense at the end of the day? Can they be an offense that is as likely to beat you with their arm as they are with their legs? And hopefully there's a lot of wins when all is said and done that happens for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, one more segment to go when we get back. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. 529 of the game. Back at it, Chukri Show, hanging out at the Kia Studios. Jason Longshore, top of the hour. Atlanta soccer tonight. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Unfortunately, because I work during the day, I cannot come down here and record. But it is SummerSlam week. SummerSlam is this weekend on Saturday. And normally for the big shows, I can come down and record for one of the WWE, because they usually have some of the WWE guys that are like doing PR hits and stuff like that.
Right.
All like usually on Thursday. And unfortunately, I cannot come down here, but always enjoy talking to some of these guys. I don't know what to think about. Think about SummerSlam just yet. We're going to get Cody and Brock in one final match. We're going to get Jey Uso. Is it Jey or Jimmy?
Jey.
Yeah, Jey and Roman for the title, or for actually the what is it? The tribal chief council.
Rights to be that person.
To be the tribal chief.
So. I think Jimmy's going to come back and play a role in the outcome of that match.
Yeah. As much as I like all of that, it was still a bad decision to allow Cody Rhodes to lose at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's becoming more clear that Cody Rhodes should have won at WrestleMania. He should have been champion by now. Because, again, the Brock feud is nice. He could have still feuded with Brock. That's been fun. Could have still feuded with Brock. But there's nothing for him to do, though, in a lot of ways.
Right.
Like it's not what, okay, so once he gets done with Brock, then what? He's
exactly.
Going back to Roman?
Right.
Now, he's got to beat Brock this weekend because it's 1-1.
Yep.
He's got to win over Brock, and convincingly, he's got to win over Brock. But after that, are you going after Roman, or is this going to be just some flunky fest? I mean, with Seth Rollins and people like that. I don't know. I mean, again, you know, it's – and by the way, so I guess they're partnering up with Sammy, because, you know, Owens has a legitimate injury now. He's out for a while. So.
Yeah, him and Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray.
Well, Ray.
Ray's was on Friday night?
No, it was on Friday night, yeah. SmackDown. Yeah, he couldn't continue in the match. They said he couldn't continue. That was something to behold. But, so that happens when you get some of these guys that are like 50 years old.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking when I saw it, too. I was like, Ray's too, like, he moves like he's much older, you know? Like, the style of wrestling he's known for, like, he doesn't move like that anymore.
No. He can't do those kinds of moves.
Mm-mm.
Anymore. So, I agree. I mean, and I hate to say it this way, because again, Rey Mysterio is a legend, and he still is a good performer, but it's not those matches. I mean, it's not Eddie and Rey anymore.
Right. Nope.
I mean, it's not that kind of match. So, again. We'll see what happens, but you know, I don't know the whole Seth thing. I mean, again, I know he's helping Sammy out or whatever, and they're obviously dealing with a legitimate injury, but I'm not sure if Seth's the right guy or whatever like that. He's got his own things that he's got to take care of and all this, that, and the other. But again, they want to put a top guy with him. I mean, and that's, you know, probably they're not going to put Cody with him, but maybe that's the next best thing is Seth. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Did you see my appearance on 11 Alive?
I missed it. I had to, because it was last night, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We were school shopping. We didn't get in until almost 11.
Wow.
And yeah, so.
See, I had all of that stuff taken care of.
Well, you know, I had to go to the Carolinas. My mother had a stroke in her eye.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good, but she can't drive. And my sister, who was with her, had to go back to California for a little while. So we just went and took her up to some family so she could just be around some people and, if you know,
nice.
Be able to get around or whatever. So when we got back here, it was late, like already like after 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we had to go do the school shopping. And, you know, we have all four, basically. We had to get school supplies and things
for. So you waited until the very last minute.
Well, not something for the supplies, yeah. Like, my wife, she was pretty good about ordering clothes and shoes and things of that nature. But you know how these teachers, you get, because we get the list. Our meet and greets were, two of them were on Friday, and then one was on Monday. So we didn't get, like, some of these lists from the teachers, which is ridiculous, the amount of stuff when it comes to the supplies that they're asking you to, because they don't do that with high school kids. You know, this is middle school.
I mean, but my daughter, we went to her orientation, and when we got to the teacher's rooms and stuff like that, they had like a little slide or something like that, or had a list, but wasn't much. I mean, to be honest with you, it was some 3-ring binders and some notebook paper and four. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular or anything like that.
Yeah, for us, they were asking, and I think part of it is some of the stuff they were, you know, it's for the classroom.
Well, yeah, they ask you to, so part of it is they ask you to donate, right? I mean, that's what they do, is they want donations and stuff. Like, again, it's hand sanitizer or Kleenex or whatever, right? I mean, so they're like, oh, well, you know, your daughter needs glue sticks, but, you know, can you donate glue sticks?
Right.
Now, instead of her getting a glue stick, can you donate a whole
eight pack? Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. And that's what it was. Yeah. So,
and we actually went to Walmart on Saturday, and they did not have glue sticks at Walmart.
They were sold out.
Yeah, they were sold out, completely sold out. Yeah. I was like, how in the world is it possible to sell out of glue sticks? Like, what are they? Are they like gold bullion? I mean, how do you sell out of glue sticks?
Right.
Especially if you're Walmart, because you got to figure they got 85,000 packs available. Like, what are people hoarding? Remember how like people hoarded during COVID? They had they had the what is it?
It was the tissue and stuff, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but the wipes.
The sanitation wipes.
Yeah, like the Clorox wipes.
Yeah, remember
people were hoarding those things in their garage?
Yep.
Like, what are people doing with glue sticks? Like, how does everybody need a glue stick in life?
Well, I think, honestly, it might be the list from the teachers. Because for us, again, we have, all four are, well, the baby, he doesn't really have, his list wasn't really like that. But
but
still, like, what it was you had each of these lists and each teacher's like, to your point, 2 packs of 8 glue sticks. So if you've got all these kids and parents running around grabbing
like
that stuff.
Like, there's like Elmer's glue is run out of glue sticks.
Right.
Like, there wasn't a glue stick in Cherokee County. Like, we had to go to a third place. We went to a Target, and we finally found some glue sticks.
Yeah.
And I was like, are these like some kind of valuable item or whatever?
No, I think it's just the amount of people that, you know,
talk
about Cherokee County.
Like, yeah. Like, you could glue a real life airplane to something. I mean, you know, if a wing fell off of an airplane in real life, there's enough glue to be able to just glue those things back on in Cherokee County. I mean, so, but yeah, it was kind of crazy that Walmart was out of glue sticks or whatever like that. But we went Saturday, we got all the supplies, we went Sunday, went get all the groceries and everything and get her all ready to go. So I got to tell you, I mean, and I don't only have one kid, but whew, I mean, you talk about, I spent some bucks.
I can imagine.
I spent, you know, with a high school daughter.
Yeah.
I spent.
It's a little more expensive when they get older.
Yeah. I spent a pretty good amount on clothes, food, school supplies. It was pretty good. I mean, pretty good amount. I mean, it was 4 figures by the time all was all said and done with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
You only live once, right? You know, the thing is, have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? You know, have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? So, no, you haven't. But, and I keep trying to get with my daughter just to make sure. You know, I want her to go to bed early because she's got to get up early. And, you know, it's like there's this quick transition getting out of summer mode that – and again, she was – they had the day off today, so they were still kind of fiddle-farting around and everything like that, treating it like a day off. But they – instead of trying to get their bodies and minds right, they don't do any of that stuff. And they just they push it all on to, you know, come 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Right?
Because she, by the way, she starts actually a half hour earlier. So high school, you know, elementary school was the real early start. The middle school was the really late start.
Right.
Like, I think it was 7 o'clock for her elementary school, 9 o'clock for her middle school.
Yep.
And now high school is like
7:30.
No, I think it's like 8:30.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's
and they get out midway. At what, like 3?
3:30. Yeah, 3:30. Yeah. I believe is what they,
yeah,
when they get out.
Yeah,
so
our six-year-old, he's got to be at the bus stop. It says it's going to pick him up at 6:50, and school starts at, I think, 7:15.
Yeah.
Because we don't live too far from the school, so.
Yep.
And then, yeah, like you said, our middle schoolers, they'll have to, their start time's a little later. It's like 9. And then, yeah, we don't have one in high school yet, so.
No, that's good.
We've been there before, though, with my oldest daughter. Yeah.
Remember how old is your oldest?
She is 26 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So 26, then what's the next youngest
26,
one?
26, then 12, actually about to be 13 next month, or okay, you might as well say this month because it's August.
But, so you guys decided to start back up?
Or? Well, no. So my oldest is from a previous relationship, and I just didn't want any, like, multiple baby mamas without being married.
Yeah.
So I just held out.
You didn't want to do, Nick, you didn't want to Nick Cannon?
Oh, Nick Cannon. No, I didn't want to Nick Cannon. No, I wanted it. No. I had too many friends that, like, had multiples, and I just saw the headache. And I was like, I am never, like, whoever the next one is, like, whenever I have another one, like, there's going to be a ring on that woman's finger.
Well,
there's
no way. More than just that. I mean, is it really fair to the kid? I mean, I know you're getting your rocks off, but, I mean, is it really fair to the kid?
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the most important thing is the child. And
right.
Is it really fair to the child? I mean,
right.
I don't have the kind of money to, you know, I can't afford
exactly.
I can't afford multiple baby moms.
Exactly. So yeah, that's why there's the gap.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes more sense now. Our buddy Rusty on the text line too. By the way, he tweeted in, and this is an underrated movie. You ever seen Summer School? Speaking of school, ever seen Summer School with Mark Harmon?
I remember Summer. That was like an 80s movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Because he
movie.
Was the teacher, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good movie. Good.
Yeah.
Good movie. I would agree. Summer School is an underrated movie.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good dope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Nine at the game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out at Kia Studios. Jason Longshore, top of the hour, Atlanta soccer tonight. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Unfortunately, because I work during the day, I cannot come down here and record, but it is SummerSlam week. SummerSlam is this weekend. On Saturday, and normally for the big shows, I can come down and record for one of the WWE, because they usually have some of the WWE guys that are like doing PR hits and stuff like that.
Right,
all like usually on Thursday, and unfortunately, I cannot come down here. But always enjoy talking to some of these guys. I don't know what to think about SummerSlam just yet. We're going to get Cody and Brock in one final match. We're going to get. Jay Uso, is it Jay or Jimmy?
Jay.
Yeah, Jay and Roman for the title, or for actually the what is it? The
tribal.
Yeah, the tribal chief council. Yeah,
right to be that person.
Yeah. To be the tribal chief.
So. I think Jimmy's going to come back and play a role in the outcome of that match.
Yeah. As much as I like all of that. It was still a bad decision to allow Cody Rhodes to lose at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's becoming more clear that Cody Rhodes should have won at WrestleMania. He should have been champion by now. Because, again, the Brock feud is nice. He could have still feuded with Brock. That's been fun. Could have still feuded with Brock. But there's nothing for him to do, though, in a lot of ways.
Right.
Like it's not what okay. So once he gets done with Brock, then what?
Exactly.
He going back to Roman,
right?
Now he's got to beat Brock this weekend because it's 1-1.
Yep,
he's got to win over Brock, and convincingly, he's got to win over Brock. But after that, are you going after Roman, or is this going to be just some flunky fest? I mean, with Seth Rollins and people like that, I don't know. I mean, again, you know, it's and by the way. So I guess they're partnering up with Sammy because you know Owens has a legitimate injury now. He's out for a while. So.
Yeah, him and Ray.
Yeah. Ray.
Ray's was on was that Friday?
Yeah,
night?
No, it was on Friday night in SmackDown. Yeah, he couldn't continue in the match. They said he couldn't continue. That was something to behold. But so that happens when you get some of these guys that are like 50 years old.
Yeah,
you
know? And that's what I was thinking when I saw it, too. I was like, Ray's too, like, he moves like he's much older, you know? Like, the style of wrestling he's known for, like, he doesn't move like that anymore.
No. He can't do those kinds of moves anymore. So, I agree. I mean, and I hate to say it this way, because, again, Ray Mysterio is a legend. And he still is a good performer, but it's not those matches. I mean, it's not Eddie and Ray anymore.
Right. Nope.
I mean, it's not that kind of match. So again, we'll see what happens. But you know, I don't know the whole Seth thing. I mean, again, it's I know he's helping Sammy out or whatever, and they're obviously dealing with a legitimate injury, but. I'm not sure if Seth's the right guy or whatever like that. He's got his own things that he's got to take care of and all this, that, and the other. But again, they want to put a top guy with him. I mean, and that's, you know, probably they're not going to put Cody with him, but maybe that's the next best thing is Seth. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Did you see my appearance on 11 Alive?
I missed it. I had to, because it was last night, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
we were school shopping. We didn't get in until almost 11.
Wow.
And yeah, yeah. So
see, I had all of that stuff taken care of.
Well, you know, I had to go to the Carolinas. My mother had a stroke in her eye.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good, but she can't drive. And my sister, who was with her, had to go back to California for a little while. So we just went and took her up to some family so she could just be around some people and be able to get around or whatever. So when we got back here, it was late, like already like after 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we had to go do the school shopping. And, you know, we have all four, basically. We had to get school supplies and things
So you waited until the very last minute.
Well, not something for the supplies, yeah. Like my wife, she was pretty good about ordering clothes and shoes and things of that nature. But you know how these teachers, you get, because we get the list. Our meet and greets were, two of them were on Friday and then one was on Monday. So we didn't get like some of these lists from the teachers, which is ridiculous, the amount of stuff when it comes to the supplies that they're asking you to, because they don't do that with high school kids. You know, this is middle school.
My daughter, we went to her orientation, and when we got to the teachers' rooms and stuff like that, they had like a little slide or something like that, or had a list, but wasn't much. I mean, to be honest with you, it was some 3-ring binders and some notebook paper and four. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular or anything like that.
Yeah, nah, for us, they were asking, and I think part of it is some of the stuff they were, you know, it's for the classroom.
Well, yeah, they ask you to, part of it is they ask you to donate, right? I mean, that's what they do, is they want donations and stuff. Like, again, it's hand sanitizer or Kleenex or whatever, right? I mean, so they're like, oh, well, you know, your daughter needs glue sticks, but, you know, can you donate glue sticks?
Right.
Instead of her getting a glue stick, can you donate a whole eight pack?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what it was. Yeah. So,
and we actually went to Walmart on Saturday, and they did not have glue sticks at Walmart.
They were sold out.
Yeah, they were sold out, completely sold out.
Yeah.
I was like, how in the world is it possible to sell out of glue sticks? Like, what are they? Are they like gold bullion? I mean, how do you sell out of glue sticks?
Right.
Especially if you're Walmart, because you got to figure they got 85,000 packs available. Like, what are people hoarding? Remember how like people hoarded during COVID? They had the tissue and stuff, wasn't it? Well, yeah, but the wipes. The
sanitation wipes.
The Clorox wipes.
Yeah,
Remember people were hoarding those things in their garage?
Yep.
Like, what are people doing with glue sticks? Like, how does everybody need a glue stick in life?
Well, I think, honestly, it might be the list from the teachers. Because for us, again, we have, all four are, well, the baby, he doesn't really have, his list wasn't really like that. But
still,
like, what it was you had each of these lists and each teacher's like, to your point, 2 packs of 8 glue sticks. So if you've got all these kids and parents running around grabbing
like
that stuff.
Like there's like Elmer's glue is run out of glue sticks.
Right.
Like there wasn't a glue stick in Cherokee County. Like we had to go to a third place. We went to a Target and we finally found some glue sticks.
Yeah.
And I was like, are these like some kind of valuable item or whatever?
No, I think it's just the amount of people that, you know,
talking about Cherokee County. Right, yeah. Like you could glue a real life airplane to something. I mean, you know, if a wing fell off of an airplane in real life, there's enough glue to be able to just glue those things back on in Cherokee County. I mean, so, but yeah, it was kind of crazy that Walmart was out of glue sticks or whatever like that. But we went Saturday, we got all the supplies, we went Sunday, went and get all the groceries and everything and get her all ready to go. So I got to tell you, I mean, and I don't only have one kid, but whew, I mean, you talk about, I spent some bucks.
I can imagine.
I spent, you know, with a high school daughter.
Yeah.
I spent.
It's a little more expensive when they get older.
Yeah. I spent a pretty good amount on clothes, food, school supplies. It was pretty good. I mean, pretty good amount. I mean, it was 4 figures by the time all was all said and done with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
You only live once, right? You know, the thing is, have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? You know, have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? So, no, you haven't. But yeah, it's and I keep trying to get with my daughter just to make sure, you know, I want her to go to bed early because she's got to get up early. And, you know, it's like there's this quick transition getting out of summer mode that and again, they had the day off today. So they were still kind of fiddle farting around and everything like that, treating it like a day off. But they, instead of trying to get their bodies and minds right, they don't do any of that stuff. And they just they push it all onto, you know, come 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Right?
Because she, by the way, she starts actually a half hour earlier. So high school, you know, elementary school was the real early start. The middle school was the really late start.
Right.
Like, I think it was 7 o'clock for her elementary school, 9 o'clock for her middle school.
Yep.
And now high school is like
7:30.
No, I think it's like 8:30.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So I mean, it's
and they get out midway. What, like
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah, 3:30. Yeah, I believe is what they.
Yeah.
When they get out.
Yeah,
so.
Our 6-year-old, he's got to be at the bus stop. It says it's going to pick him up at 6:50, and school starts at I think 7:15.
Yeah.
Because we don't live too far from the school, so.
Yep.
And then, yeah, like you said, our middle schoolers, they'll have to, their start time is a little later. It's like 9. And then, yeah, we don't have one in high school yet, so.
No, that's good.
We've been there before, though, with my oldest daughter. Yeah.
Remember how old is your oldest?
She is 26 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So 26, then what's the next youngest
26,
one?
26, then 12, actually about to be 13 next month, or okay. You might as well say this month because it's August.
But, so you guys decided to start back up?
Or? Well, no. So my oldest is from a previous relationship, and I just didn't want any, like, multiple baby mamas without being married.
Yeah.
So I just held out.
You didn't want to do, Nick, you didn't want to Nick Cannon?
Oh, Nick Cannon. No, I didn't want to Nick Cannon. No, I wanted, no. I had too many friends that, like, had multiples, and I just saw the headache. And I was like, I am never, like, whoever the next one is, like, whenever I have another one, like, there's going to be a ring on that woman's finger.
Well,
there's no way.
More than just that. I mean, is it really fair to the kid? I mean, I know you're getting your rocks off, but I mean, is it really fair to the kid?
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the most important thing is the child. And
right.
Is it really fair to the child? I mean,
right.
You know, again, and I don't have the kind of money to, you know, I can't afford
exactly.
I can't afford multiple baby mamas.
Exactly. So yeah, that's why there's the gap.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes more sense now. Our buddy Rusty on the text line too. By the way, he tweeted in, and this is an underrated movie. You ever seen Summer School? Speaking of school, ever seen Summer School with Mark Harmon?
I remember Summer. That was like an 80s movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was good.
Because he was the teacher, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good movie. Good movie. I would agree. Summer School is an underrated movie.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good flick. And I can't remember who the female lead was in that movie.
You know, another one I thought about that, or another two actually that I liked after we got done. Runaway Jewelry. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Yeah, and then Arlington Road.
The only part about the Runaway Jury is. Gene Hackman turned into the old guy just yelling.
Right.
Like he just starts yelling. You're messing with my jury. He just went around and started yelling.
Right.
And I don't know what Dustin Hoffman was doing, but I mean, just all he was doing just run around. It should have been just runaway old guy, you know, yelling at everybody.
Right, so, right. And then Arlington Road was the other one. I don't know if you ever saw that. They had one of the British brothers, I think Jeff.
I'll tell you one too that I thought of. If you ever saw Road to Perdition,
I remember that.
The Tom Hanks movie where he's a former gangster killer,
right?
And then his family gets killed, and he seeks revenge for his family and stuff like that. That was a pretty good movie. I think. Oh man, is it? It's not Paul Newman. That's the head of the family, but maybe it was Paul Newman, but that was a pretty good movie. That was pretty good. He's got his one son with him is all that's left. His youngest son and his wife were gunned down.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And so that movie was pretty good. Road to Perdition.
Okay.
So. All right. When we come back, it'll be time to wrap things up with the Love TKO. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app. I'm in love. Do you love me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.